I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Happy Saturday. We are following last week's Saturday Classic with another about Hawaii. Today's is on Queen Liliuokalani, who was the last monarch of Hawaii, and her attempts to resist the overthrow of her government by United States business interests who were backed by the U.S. Army.
This episode is from July 2010 with previous hosts Katie and Sarah. Enjoy! Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Katie Lambert.
And I'm Sarah Dowdy.
In our last podcast, we talked about Kamehameha the Great and the formation of the monarchy, and we may have mangled a few Hawaiian pronunciations.
We certainly pronounced our vowels thoroughly.
But how did it all end, and why is a far-flung island grouping in the middle of the Pacific a state? That's what we're going to talk about today.
And we're going to go back to a point we mentioned in the earlier podcast, and actually a point we mentioned in a podcast a long time ago on breadfruit and the mutiny on the Bounty, and that's Captain Cook's arrival in Hawaii. And that marks the beginning of a century of westernization in the islands. And we have explorers arriving, traders, adventurers, all coming to Hawaii. And we also have some stuff that fundamentally changes the life of people on the island.
Right, like livestock and frame houses, Protestant and Catholic religion, taverns, written language.
Yeah, but it's not until the middle of the 19th century that European and American interests really start to exert a pretty large amount of control over the islands. And the white interest centers around business, and it's mostly sugar trade stuff. And these business interests gradually force the monarchy to transform, to give up power, like bit by bit. It goes on for a long time. But by 1848, King Kamehameha III allows the Great Mehele, which is the division of lands, to take place. And this allows people to own private property. I mean, this is a really great example, too, of fundamental life changes for Native Hawaiians.
At the time, Hawaii was still certainly its own country, but there are loads of different foreign nations exerting influence in the islands. It's not just the United States. And in fact, the U.S. is pretty disenchanted with the idea of possibly annexing the islands when King Kamehameha III secretly petitions the government to make it happen. And he's met with a very definitive reply from Secretary of State Daniel Webster. No power ought to take possession of the islands as a conquest or colonization.
But by the 1870s, that's starting to change a bit, and U.S. dominance in Hawaii is becoming very obvious. It's taking precedence to other countries' dominance. And this is really proven by the Reciprocity Treaty, which allowed for free trade of sugar to the United States and in return the right for America to establish a naval base at Pearl Harbor. So it was a very good deal for these sugar merchants in Hawaii because they could do all their trading and not have to pay a bunch of tariffs on it.
The 1875 treaty had been supported by Hawaii's new king, David Kalakaua, but the businessmen didn't quite trust him because he was building up the royalty, you know, constructing a palace, and reviving Hawaiian traditions that had been forced underground, like the hula. So in 1889, the Honolulu Rifles, a group of white troops, forced him to ratify a new constitution known as the Bayonet Constitution, which strips his powers, loads his cabinet with white businessmen, and limits the voting rights of natives.
So now to vote, you don't have to be a citizen, but you have to own property and make more than $600 a year. So this disenfranchises most Hawaiian natives. But this is the state of the country when Kalakaua's sister, Liliuokalani, takes the throne in 1891. And she was born in 1838. She was the third of 10 children born to a high chief, and she was adopted at birth and educated very well at the Royal School, which was run by American missionaries. And she was even given a Christian name, Lydia, marries a white man, John Owen Dominus, who later becomes an island governor. So just to give you some background on her, she's very intelligent, she's very well educated, and she's been thoroughly schooled in how to be a modern, dignified lady, but she doesn't ever really forget her Hawaiian background. She continues to speak the native language. She likes to practice native customs. She's aware of her heritage.
And while she hadn't had much experience governing, she had already proven herself more loyal to her people than business interests. She'd been left in charge for a time in 1881 when her brother went on an international journey. And when an epidemic of smallpox struck the island, which was ultimately traced to Chinese laborers, she responded by shutting down the port. Businessmen completely freaked out, but she stood her ground. And when she becomes queen, it's no surprise that she immediately starts looking for a way to overturn the unfair bayonet constitution.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
There's another really important economic development that's going on around the same time that seals Hawaii's fate, and that's the revocation of the free and favored entry status for the sugar exports. So in 1890, with the passing of the McKinley Tariff, sugar growers can no longer make these huge profits they've been used to. They don't have this completely free trade with the U.S. anymore, and it causes a recession on the island.
Hey, then would it perhaps be easier for them, Sarah, if Hawaii were part of the United States?
Yes, it certainly would. You wouldn't have tariffs if you, too, were part of the United States. So these sugar growers are starting to think, let's get Hawaii annexed.
In 1893, the Queen is ready to introduce her new constitution. And fearing trouble, her advisors have her hold back a few days. But trouble is brewing.
Yeah, the businessmen aren't pleased that Liliuokalani is unwilling to be cowed, and they're making plans to form the Committee on Annexation and overthrow her. And the perfect opportunity for this comes January 16th, 1893, when 4 boats of U.S. Marines with guns disembark in Honolulu. So you have all of these troops now who might support this American-led uprising. So 162 troops march through Honolulu streets toward the palace, and the queen watches from her balcony. The next day, she surrenders at gunpoint and cedes control to the island's wealthy white sugar growers who are going to form this temporary government.
So we have a bloodless coup. And Sanford Dole, as in Dole Pineapples, establishes a temporary government and petitions the U.S. to annex Hawaii with the Committee on Annexation. He claims the government is corrupt and that they're trying to advance democracy. And he's supported by the U.S. Minister to Hawaii, John Stevens. Next, Stevens recognizes the new government and proclaims Hawaii a U.S. protectorate, all without the permission of the U.S. State Department.
Which is crazy. I still can't get over that part. But Benjamin Harrison, who's president, is game with all this, even though it is defying any kind of structure or order. And he signs the Treaty of Annexation and sends it to the Senate.
But wait.
But we have had an election by this point, and before the Senate can ratify the treaty, we get a new president, Grover Cleveland, who withdraws the treaty for the purpose of re-examination. So Cleveland appoints James Blount to investigate what actually happened, and Blount finds that Stevens had acted improperly, obviously, and there's no reason that American flags should be flying over Hawaiian government buildings, and also decides we need to restore the Queen. What happened was wrong. So Sanford Dole, however, is not willing to let go. And he says, no, I'm not going to give power back to the Queen. And he argues that the U.S. has no right to interfere with what's going on in Hawaii. So he's extremely defiant.
The new American minister under President Cleveland, Albert S. Willis, offers the crown back to the Queen on the condition that she pardon those who dethroned her. She says no and then changes her mind. But the delay compromises her position, and Cleveland releases the entire issue to Congress for debate. So annexationists lobby Congress against the restoration of the monarchy. They ultimately vote to censure Stevens for his disobedience, but they're still pretty open to the idea of annexation, and the United States won't move to help the Queen in any way.
So on July 4th, 1894, the provisional government proclaims Hawaii as a republic, and Sanford Dole declares himself president without a vote. And
he's got some nerve.
Yeah, he really does. And pineapples. And the new Republic of Hawaii is immediately recognized by the U.S. So we go from this limbo state where they're hoping that they'll become part of the United States to actually being a republic, their own country. But it's a country ruled by businessmen.
The Queen has not lost hope. She still has faith that Cleveland will restore her to the throne, and she retains her title but no power. Eventually, her supporters try to rise up for her, but when some are found on the beach with a shipment of guns, her house is searched and more weapons are found in her garden. She's held captive in the palace for months and eventually gives up her title on January 24, 1895, with the promise that her arrested supporters wouldn't be killed. Most are anyway.
And Native Hawaiians are very, very much against the takeover. Don't think otherwise. I ran into some accounts about, I don't even think I learned about this really in U.S. history, but I ran into some accounts saying that it's glossed over oftentimes and that it's taught like Hawaiians really wanted to become part
you
of the United States.
Lucky Hawaiians.
That was not the case. So they're staging rallies and forming men's and women's groups against annexation. Their princess and the heir to the throne actually goes to New York and D.C. She's fresh from 9 years of boarding school in England, so she's very charming and eloquent. And she wins a lot of hearts and minds. She speaks to the newspaper men and gives them the idea that the Hawaiians are nothing like what they've been led to believe. She even meets with the president, but it's not enough to really make things happen.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
The Republican Party platform in the election of 1896 is very pro-annexation, so when their candidate, McKinley, is inaugurated in March 1897, it's really no surprise that he restarts the process. He and three representatives from the Republic of Hawaii sign a treaty of annexation and submit it to the Senate. So the men's and women's groups in Hawaii swing into action. They order a mass petition and between September and October 1897 collect 21,269 signatures, and that's of 39,000 Native Hawaiians. And they also send four delegates to D.C. with the petition, and the queen is already there lobbying and preparing a strategy. And the delegation meets with the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations on December 9th, and the senator reads the text of the petition to the Senate. It's formally accepted. So
Good grassroots work.
Really good work here. And the next day, the delegates meet with the Secretary of State and formally protest annexation. And from there, they go crazy lobbying all sorts of senators trying to oppose this as furiously as they can. And by the time they leave on February 27th, 1898, only 46 senators are willing to vote for annexing Hawaii. So they've really made a huge difference because that is not enough for a two-thirds majority. So the treaty is defeated.
But February 15th, 1898, the USS Maine blows up in the Havana Harbor. The Spanish-American War starts, some of which takes place in the Philippines, and now we need a mid-Pacific fueling station and naval base. So pro-annexation groups decide to resubmit the proposal, playing up the fears of war and the possibility that the Japanese will do it first. This time, it's a joint resolution, which requires a simple majority instead of that two-thirds majority. And the Newlands Resolution passes and is signed into law by McKinley in 1898. Hawaii is now part of the United States.
And Cleveland actually later wrote of this, "I'm ashamed of the whole affair." So this was not something that everyone in the United States was celebrating. And back in Hawaii, obviously, everyone who supported the royal family is in deep mourning. The queen and her heir focus on trying to secure voting rights for the people now that they are part of the United States. And the queen also writes songs for the rest of her life, something that she did before as well. But she was really good at blending native Hawaiian and Western styles together. And her most famous song is Aloha Ue. And she's also responsible for writing one of Hawaii's national anthems.
So the queen lived a long time. We bid goodbye to her November 11th, 1917, at the age of 79. But she didn't live long enough to see statehood for Hawaii, which didn't come until 1959.
And that, of course, gave people living in Hawaii full rights as American citizens. And we have one more little note on this. In the 1980s, a sovereignty movement started in Hawaii. And some people wanted a restoration of the monarchy. Others wanted some sort of reparations. Some people wanted Hawaii to become its own nation. And others wanted Hawaii to have the native people at least receive the same sort of federal recognition that Native Americans receive.
Queen Liliuokalani's story obviously inspired this movement, but it also won our respect and admiration. And that is the story of the last queen of Hawaii.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. If you have heard an email address or a Facebook URL or something similar over the course of today's episode, since it is from the archive, that might be out of date now. You can email us at historypodcast@howstuffworks.com. And you can find us all over social media at Missed in History. And you can subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.